Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Through Our Lives, by a contributing writer from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Friday, September 20th, 2019. The text is John chapter 15, verse 8, where Jesus says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." A healthy, thriving plant is a plant that reproduces and bears fruit. Its roots take hold, reaching deep into the soil, nourishing its structures from bottom to top. Likewise, Jesus' disciples are people, God's branches, who bear fruit. As a Christian, your life, my life, has been set apart and redeemed for service and praise, that we can bless the lives of others and magnify God by how we live. This, unfortunately, is not always the case. You and I might hear the call to help, the call to get involved in the fruit-bearing process, but then, for whatever reason, not respond to that call. In the end, it's easy to take God's provision for granted. But God empowers you through His Word and His Spirit at work in your life. He nourishes the tree. He provides everything you need to carry His message of grace forward into the lives of others. It's Him alone who makes this possible. Though 10,000 witnesses had seen the risen Christ, you and I would remain as doubting Thomas if the Holy Spirit had not convinced us of this truth. It was God's grace which allowed these many witnesses to see the risen Lord firsthand. The same grace allows us to see Him through the eyes of faith. But what about those who don't know Jesus? How do you and I respond to them? In Lutheran Hour Ministries' global outreach, the good news of Jesus reaches millions every year through the word spoken to them and through the hands-on efforts of dedicated Christians in the United States and all around the world. God blesses His branches, His people throughout the world, that they may bear fruit and so glorify the Father above. And the same grace that allows us to see Him through the eyes of faith will also be at work in the lives of others for them to see. The ascended Lord Jesus continues to bless His church on earth with ambassadors of His life-giving gospel. He calls pastors and teachers and lay people everywhere, and He supplies them with the wisdom and resources they need to proclaim God's word faithfully. You also have been set aside for a special purpose, one given to you by God and meant to be a beacon to those around you. God tells us this in His word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." There is fruit to be born in our lives, and God is ready to make that happen. He sent His Son to die for us, for our sins. He brought us to faith in Him. Of all the people in the world, we are privileged to share His good news with others. And so we pray to Him. Heavenly Father, move us through Your Holy Spirit so that others may witness Your love through our lives. Amen.